Scott City's boys tennis team off to a good start this year. Varsity, two meets, two wins, and they will host their own meet tomorrow afternoon. We're talking with a couple of the players that were also qualifiers a year ago for state, and starting off here with Houston Frank here, and he's been mixing himself with singles and doubles this year so far. And how are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Come back from last year, state meet there, and coming into this year here, what's been the difference so far here for your first couple meets?
Just confidence in my shots. Last year, you know, just not as confident. You got the upperclassmen. They've been playing longer than me, but now I've been playing longer than most of my opponents.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, you've mixed it up with singles and doubles. You've had a pretty good mark this year. How do you feel like that your play has been in both singles and doubles there? And what have you enjoyed about it so far?
The doubles I thought was pretty good. I just enjoy doubles. You know, you hit a shot, they hit it back, it's a winner after that. Singles, you know, I thought I played all right. Not very good. So.
And you're mainly teamed up with Sage, right?
Yep.
All right. And, you're at Great Bend on Saturday. How'd that go for you?
Oh, it went pretty good. We let Liberal score four games against us, and then ran into Garden, which they're a really good team. So.
Well, I think that helps you out early on here. But tomorrow, I understand you're going to go back to singles?
Yep.
All right, and you're going to be playing number one?
Yep.
All right. What are you looking forward to the most playing on the home courts here tomorrow?
Oh, I look forward to playing Hayes. He's really good, I think. And then Colby, who I lost to at Ellsworth earlier this season. So.
All right. Is it kind of round-robin format then?
And, yep.
Or pool play or however you want to say?
Yeah, I got a round-robin tomorrow.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you here. And is it weird that you're – already going to be three tournaments in after tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. It's going by pretty fast.
And does it feel like it's rushed a little bit? I just kind of how things are set up. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
Everything just goes so fast this spring here. But once again, Houston Frank Jr. joining us here. Thanks as always here, and good luck to you coming up here tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Houston Frank and another junior joining us here in Aiden Press, and he's had a pretty good season at doubles here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. And you've played doubles both tournaments you've been in, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you and Dante, huh?
Yeah, we've been undefeated so far.
Wow, and yeah, you guys can't be separated, huh?
Well, up until tomorrow, yep.
Oh, okay. So who are you going to be playing with then tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to be playing singles.
Oh, even better, huh?
Yep.
Are you a little nervous about playing the singles?
A little bit nervous, a little bit excited, a little bit of both.
All right. So what have you been doing maybe this week to get ready for that?
I've been playing some singles matches with Houston to kind of get the feel for it again.
All right. And how's that battle been going?
It started out rough, but I'm getting used to it. I think I'll be ready for tomorrow.
All right. And, you know, you mentioned doubles. You and Dante have had a pretty good season there. And what's been working for you guys here from picking up from last year to this year?
We've both got more consistent, better shots are being hit, you know. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Communication better so far?
Yeah, I'd say that.
All right. And what's kind of a goal that you have in mind for this year?
Of course, making it to state once again, but also placing. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the top goals.
All right. Home tournament tomorrow. Get the friendly confines of home. What are you looking forward to the most playing on the home courts?
Really being able to test my skill, because single or doubles, you kind of depend on your teammate a little bit, but singles, you get to really test yourself.
Yeah, you got to go all over. You got the whole court now to yourself, one side anyway.
Yep.
All right. Well, have fun there tomorrow, Aiden, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Aiden Press and joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Is we'll talk to you, Coach Corbin Jansen, joining us here as well on our coach's show. And, Coach, it's already been kind of a whirlwind of a season to start, just busy, just everything going on, two meets in for the varsity, and two tournament wins last Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah, off to a hot start, both in our play and, and, you know, just being all over the place between varsity and JV. We've some guys are going to end this week with four or five meets already, so very pleased with the play from top to bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. But I tell you what, the depth has been pretty impressive for your squad this year.
Yeah, we've got 14 out, and you know, I'm not scared to put anybody anywhere. We've had Cade Bonville hopped up to varsity to fill in for a meet mm-hmm. on Saturday, and he held his own, and you know he's our number 10 player. So if we've got depth that far that can come and medal at a really strong tournament, that says a lot about the guys.
Well, and you know, you guys mentioned, or last Thursday you went to Ellsworth, won the meet there. Saturday you go to Great Bend, play a lot of the 5A, 6A schools there, and come out on top there. And a lot of those teams, you know, they have some pretty good individuals, have some pretty good doubles teams. How do you feel like that you guys played against, you know, a little bit of a different lineup on Saturday as well?
Yeah, I was very pleased with how everything turned out. Garden City's got a great doubles team that our number one doubles fell to. Mm-hmm. You know, our best player in Avery wasn't able to be there. And we're still able to beat all the WAC teams and Ellenwood in addition to that. That's great. Says where we're at this season. We're going to have a couple meets that aren't as good overall. So, you know, it's tough to stay motivated and push through some of those, you know, not as great competition.
Do you feel like the motivation maybe comes from how you guys are early on in the season, even though this is going to be your third meet already tomorrow? You're almost kind of to the midway point, but kind of mixing and matching players, just play little singles, little doubles. Do you feel like that's kind of motivation in its own right, or you just kind of like to see where they're at maybe, if that's maybe the perfect spot for them?
Yeah, we've got six, really eight really solid players, and trying to find the best spot for each of them is tough. We set some goals at the beginning of season, defend the home court, win league and regionals, and then beyond that, we want to put people in a position to succeed at state as well, and finding that lineup is going to be difficult.
Did you guys, with everybody you had coming back, I mean, your whole lineup was all sophomores last year for varsity. Did you kind of have new expectations, some bigger expectations for this year?
Yeah, when they filled out their goal sheets, all of them are trying to find the podium at state and not be satisfied with just getting to Wichita and playing, but actually playing on the second day is everybody's goal. So eyes on, you know, you want to focus one meet at a time, but also, you know, have that bigger goal is great.
Yep, it's your home meet tomorrow. Should be, knock on wood, a nice day out there. What are you expecting to see from your team there tomorrow? And I know we mentioned a couple of them here that they're going to be kind of mixed and matched a little bit.
Yeah, some new combos at doubles. We've got Dylan and Dante playing two doubles together, and we'll see how that goes. And then Aiden for the first time playing singles here, probably first time since JV meet early last season. So that they'll be pushed in these new positions, and hopefully that'll be good for them. And Hayes will be good competition as we cross over in pool play or match up with them in a couple round robins here, and kind of see where we're at with a different lineup.
All right. Well, that should be pretty exciting. It starts at 1?
1 o'clock start.
All right. Yep. Awesome. At the tennis courts there at the middle school tomorrow afternoon, Scott City Invitational, and Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here. Is this your third or fourth year as coach?
Yeah, third full season if you don't count that. COVID year.
Well, we try to forget about that. All right. Well, thanks again, Coach, here, and good luck to you guys tomorrow.
Yep. Thanks, Adam.